जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय पिजन वल्लभ जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यशोदानंदन यमुना तीरा बनचारी, यमुना तीरा ये राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज, जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे, जय राधा माधव राधा, जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 श्रील प्रभुपाद, जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय, श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय, गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय, कृष्ण बलराम की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय, संबित वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि। ओं ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले, स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददान्तीशोपदान्तिकं, वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुश्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च, श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथानित्वं त्वं सजीवम्, शद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं, श्रीराधा कृष्णपादानुसहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानित्वंश्च, नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनितिनामिने, नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे, नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते, कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वसे नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो विल रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 23 टेक्स्ट 11। तत्रेति कृत्यौपशिखं जथोपदेशं जेन समेकर्षितो अतिरिरंशयात्मा सिद्ध्येते ते कृतमनो भवदर्शिताया सिद्ध्यते दीनस्तदीश भवनं सदृशं विचक्षु तत्रेति कृत्यमुपशिख्य जथोपदेशं जेने समेकर्षितो अतिरिरंशयात्मा सिद्ध्यतते कृतमनो भवदर्शिताया दीनस्तदीश भवनं सदृशं विचक्षु वर्ड मीनिंग तत्र इन दैट इति कृत्यम व्हाट इज नेसेसरी टू बी डन उपशिक्षा परफॉर्म यथा अकॉर्डिंग टू उपदेशम इंस्ट्रक्शन इन स्क्रिप्चर येन बाय हुइस एषः दिस मी माई Karshita, emaciated, atiriramsaya, iram, due to intense passion, not being satisfied. Atma, body, siddhyate. It may be rendered fit. Te, for you. Kritaha, excited. Manabhavaha, by emotion. Dharsitaya, who am stuck. Dinaha, poor. Tat, therefore. Isa, O my dear Lord. Bhavanam, house. Sadrusam, suitable. Vichakshasa, please think of. Translation. Devahuti continue, my dear Lord, I am struck by excited emotion for you. Therefore, kindly make what arrangement must be made according to the scripture so that my skinny body, emaciated through unsatisfied passion, may be rendered fit for you. Also, my Lord, please think of a suitable house for this purpose. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. The Vedic literature are not only full of spiritual instruction, but are also instructive in how to prosecute material existences very nicely with the ultimate aim of our spiritual perfection. Devahuti asked her husband, therefore, how to prepare herself for sex life according to the Vedic instructions. Sex life is specially meant for having a good children. The circumstances for creating good children are mentioned in Kama Shastra. The scripture in which the suitable arrangements are prescribed for factually glorious sex life. Everything needed is mentioned in the scripture. What sort of house and decorations there should be, what sort of dress the wife should have, how she should be decorated with ointments, scents, and other attractive features, etc. With these requisites fulfilled, the husband will be attracted by her beauty and a favorable mental situation will be created. The mental situation at the time of sex life may then be transferred into the womb of the wife and a good children can come out of that. Here is a special reference to the devotee's body's feature. Because she had become skinny, she feared that her body might have no attraction for Kardama. She wanted to be instructed how to improve her bodily condition in order to attract her husband. Sexual intercourse in which the husband is attracted to the wife is sure to produce a male child. But sexual intercourse based on attraction of the wife for the husband may produce a girl. This mention in the Ayurveda. When the passion of the woman is greater, there is chance of a girl being born. When the passion of the man is greater, then there is a possibility of a son. Devotee wanted the passion of her husband to be increased by the arrangement mentioned in the Kama Shastra. She wanted him to instruct her in that way, and she also requested that he arranged for a suitable house because the hermitage in which Kardamuni was living was very simple and completely in the mood of goodness, and there will be less possibility of a passion being aroused in his heart. Tatriti krutya upasikhya jathopadesam jene se mekarshito atiriran sayatma siddhyate te Krutamano Bhavadharsitaya Dinastadi Sabhavanam Sadrasim Vichakya. So this is a actual difficult topic for us, as we are brahmacharis and also in front of all Srila Prabhupada's disciples. I don't feel myself too qualified to speak all these topics. We may speak something, but experience is different. Spiritual experience, spiritual realization, and that is different topics. These are spiritual realization of Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Although in many purport you can find also many saintly persons always condemned sex life, family life. But sometimes in Srimad Bhagavatam we may find so nice topics, especially how to set up the ideal grihastha life. What should be wife's dealing? What should be husband's responsibilities? Like Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, the aim of sex life, Prabhupada said here very nicely, to produce a good population, a good child. And Devahuti, from one angle we'll discuss. So how she was very chaste. She was honorable to her husband. She never demanded anything. Although she was a king's daughter, generally wife have some demand, husband have some demand. Generally it happened. But although she was king's daughter, once father handed over to Kardam Rishi, she became his subordinate. Never created any problems for his sadhan. Like in Prabhupada's language, like devotees, kuntis, they are like noble ladies. Ideal. And they always want to cooperate with husband. And especially cooperation, sometimes it's difficult to understand. What is the meaning of cooperation? Cooperation means don't creating a hindrance in their bhajan. Especially this is cooperation. Sometimes we are cooperating. Like we are cooperating with in service, we are cooperating with Guru. But also we are creating such an environment that creates a hindrance in Guru's bhajan. Guru's service. Outwardly it looks like oppression. But Devahuti never creates such a situation. She was cooperating so nicely. Even Kardama, we can see these two saintly persons. One is Kasyapa, one is Kardama. How Diti was creating problem. How Diti was always creating problem for, most of the time, creating problem for Kasyapa. Here we can see Devahuti, both are like women. If you categorize, okay, she is woman, she is woman. No, there are some categories are there. Particular nature are there. And devotional standard also there. We cannot blame all women. We cannot blame. If you blame, then Draupadi will come also in categories of women. Jagyapatnis. Many. Nagapatnis. Gopis. So Kasyapa, practically he was a renunciator. Although in grihastha life, he had a particular ashram to perform his own yoga. Many wives, still, was very determined. He was always in mood of goodness. Perform sadhana, particular sadhana. And he faced so many challenges, especially by Diti. And sometimes also by Aditi, some unfavorable situation came. But Kashyap know how to handle it. We can see the character of Diti is, when she is approaching forcefully, I want a child now. Although husband is requesting repeatedly, no, this is evening time. This is not a suitable time. But she is approaching. But on the other side, we can see in Kardam and Devahuti. In case of Kardam and Devahuti, from the beginning, Devahuti dedicated everything to Kardam Rishi. Never demand anything. This is not, you may say this is unusual in case of a king. She was daughter of a king. She born in opulent. But after all, once she married to Kardam Rishi, she follow the path of Kardama. Never create any problems, any hindrance in Kardam's yoga system, you can say, in spiritual life. That is cooperation. That is cooperation between husband and wife. Materially, sometimes we are cooperated, you know, looks like we have house, we have money, we have job, we have everything. Material cooperation and spiritual cooperation is different. And spiritually, this is spiritual cooperation. Understanding or abiding or cultivating the mood of husband or wife and help him or help her for progressing in Krishna consciousness. So Devahuti never ask anything. From this verse, we can understand when Kardama became very pleased just by seeing how she is dedicating everything. Actually, this is the tattva, this is the philosophy. This is not only in case of only Kardama and Devahuti. This is relation between guru and disciple, Krishna and his devotee also. Unless we are ready to give up everything, unless we sacrifice something for guru and Krishna, how can we please him? How can we please him? Sacrifice is its best. Like Srila Prabhupada. Why people are, even you know, anyone who hear his lectures, anyone who hear about Srila Prabhupada's teachings, immediately even the young boys and girls, they don't have any spiritual backgrounds, why they immediately develop attachment, attraction towards Srila Prabhupada? Because he sacrifices his life for Krishna. And whatever coming, whatever teachings coming, whatever his novel teachings are there, Super Soul immediately allowing someone to understand. Oh, this is fact, this is fact. Unless Super Soul convince someone can, through mind, through intelligence, difficult to convince someone. But Super Soul actually helps to convince someone. So fact is that, like Devahuti give up everything. Give up her own bodily pleasure. It's a big challenge for a woman, especially for a woman. We are brahmacharis, sannyasis. You know, sometimes someone in male body, different. He may sacrifice something, but for a woman, although her nature is to sacrifice everything for husband, traditionally Vedic history, we may find this thing. This is their natural tendency. Women, actually, they are one step forward than a man in that quality. At a certain moment, once they married, same day, they are ready to sacrifice their life for husband. They forgot their father, mother, everything, their relationships.
They have this quality. And that is the lessons from, that is the teachings or lessons from devotee. How she was give up everything for husband. And disciples' nature is like that. Wife's nature is like that. They are subordinates. Those are subordinates, their nature should be like that. They should be always prepared to sacrifice something. Yeah. Unless we sacrifice something, we can't achieve spiritual gain. Spiritual gain. And our position, our spiritual position, you can say, our spiritual advancement. What is your spiritual advancement? Sometimes we are preaching, people are appreciating, you know, so many followers. Okay, that is one side. But that is real advancement when someone sacrifices everything for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. That is a real advancement. It does not depend on brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, man, woman. No, how is he preparing himself to give everything for Guru and Krishna. Like we may see in case of Devahuti requesting husband. And we may see, it looks like, purport is like that. This is from Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Srila Prabhupada always mentioning about Kama Shastra, this is mentioned that a particular mental status is required for a good children. Everything Prabhupada mentioned. Very important teachings for grihasthas. But important thing we may see here, how devotee actually even want a children, but still want happiness of husband. She was worried at that time, whether when my husband want to enjoy me, whether he will get happiness or not, whether I can get a good child or not. This is her glorious. Actually, sex life, the lust means man, woman, both wants sensual pleasure. Like Prabhupada used to say, like that. Yeah. Man wants also, woman wants also. But here, from the discussion, or from the approach of devotee to Kardama, we can understand clearly, please, and always saying, my Lord, Dina Siddhyatate Krutamano Bhavadhar Sitaya Dina Stadisa Bhavanam Sadrusa Bichakhyo. And Prabhupada mentioned, in translation he said, my Lord, please think of a suitable house for this purpose. She don't want to disturb husband because she know very well my husband is always in mood of goodness. Understanding superior position, understanding like Guru's position, Vaishnav's position, Hari Vaishnav's position, Acharya's position, that is real austerity. That is real austerity. Unless we understand, we cannot serve, we cannot please them. We cannot please them. Devotee very clearly understand these things. So when Kardama is ready, okay, I am ready now to give you children. She never said, okay, I am ready also. No. She understand. She know very well, my husband was always in mood of goodness. And although I want a child, but I want my husband's pleasure. The secret is here. Therefore, requesting husband. In like Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur said, when Kardama Rishi said, I am ready to give you children. And Gautama said, okay, please come. Please come here. The small cottage is there, everything's there. No. You have to arrange something. And when devotee requesting all these things, you have to arrange, you know, like good house. You know, so what if suitable for husband and wife? When she is requesting, it's clarified that, clearly it's indicated that she don't want her pleasure. From beginning she know how to sacrifice for husband. Although now this is the time to receive the achievement of her sacrifice, still she want husband's pleasure. Like we can see the pure devotees, whenever they have chance to see Krishna face to face or Vishnu face to face, when even Vishnu is ready to give some boons. So before receiving boons, still they were thinking about Vishnu, whether this will give pleasure to Vishnu or not. That is purity. What is our purity actually? What is our purity? What is our pure mood? Not like, you know, self-oriented mood. Okay, I want this thing. Please, Gurudev, give me. Srila Prabhupada, please give me. Krishna, please give me. Without considering their pleasure. Without considering their happiness. This is called demanding nature. Demanding nature. Yeah, although spiritually, it is not very prominent. You understand? Prominent means others can't understand. Whether we have demanding nature or not. But we are serving Guru and Krishna. Krishna knows very well. He's judging every moment. Whether we have demanding nature or we want his pleasure. Krishna knows. So here, devotee, when she is requesting, my skinny body emaciated through the unsatisfied passion may be rendered to fit for you. These things indicate that. This body is not fit for your pleasure. Now what to speak about spiritual things? Even in a grihastha life, just judge the spiritual standard. Even for a sex life, for a children, still, devotee considering husband's happiness. Just for children. And when we want Krishna Prem, and our achievement is Krishna Prem, just imagine at every moment how much we have to focus on the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. How much we have to give focus. So, this is the teachings. But we are unqualified in all respect. We are unqualified. Therefore, we are forgetting, although Guru and Krishna, they are contributing everything. They are giving everything to us. But still, we are forgetting their pleasures. Yeah. And in purport, Prabhupada said many things about a good children, and how, and one important thing is here, the Vedic scripture, Vedic literature are not only full of spiritual instructions, but are also instructive in how to prosecute material existence very nicely with the ultimate aim of spiritual perfection. So, not only Vedic Shastra said about only devotional life, you know, only spiritual life. Some Varnasram, there are Varnasram system. Someone in Grihastha Ashram, someone in Brahmacharya Ashram, someone in Banprastha Ashram, someone in Sannyasa Ashram. How can he achieve the ultimate goal, Krishna Prem? So here is the vivid example how to lead a grist life. What should be duty of a husband? So, and what should be duty of a wife? Yeah. Husband was performing severe austerity. Severe austerity. And wife is cooperating. Yeah, Devoti was cooperating. Without demanding anything. And Sukadeva Goswami, you can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, all these verses. She gave up pride. She gave up everything like a manual servant. She was serving day and night. Yeah. Not disturbing her. That is called cooperation. It does not mean you are supplying something. Like sometimes husband and wife, and they don't have a good relationship. That disagreement comes due to material things. You know, you are not giving enough money. You are not giving bike or car. You don't have a nice house. That is usual. That's happen. For material things, disagreements come. But once someone is spiritually elevated, she used to always focus on that point. How to help her or him to progress in Krishna consciousness. That will solve our problems. Yeah, in grist life especially, unless someone advances in spiritual life, advances in devotional life, both husband and wife, they have to advance. Otherwise difficulties is there. Challenges are there. And we can see here how devotee was always cooperative, was always helping. As a result, now Kardama was very pleased. He said, okay, I want to give you boon. But once he said, I want to give you boon, immediately devotee started to think about Kardama. My husband's standard was in mood of goodness. If you will enjoy me, not his enjoyment, actually we are using this word enjoyment. If he want to give me one children, but I don't know how he will get pleasure or how this thing will happen practically. Because he don't have passion. And nowadays, you know, that is different. Everyone is in mood of passion. You cannot approach to your wife or to your husband, okay, create this situation. Even someone is very poor. This is Kali Yuga. This is the influence of Kali. Even you don't have anything, still passion is very high. Yeah. You don't have a nice house, you see, here. Said Prabhupada said here. Yeah. Mental situation, yeah. What sort of house and decorations there should be? What sort of dress the wife should have? How she should be decorated with ointments, scented, and other attractive features? Before it was it. Now, and even you don't have anything, you are beggars, street beggars still. Passion is very high. Lust is very high. Due to the influence of Kali. And people are not austere in their life. They are not spiritually, you can say, spiritually they are not addicted. Before they know the aim of their life. And Devahuti was very worried that time. How it is possible for my husband, who is always staying in mood of goodness, can give me a son? This is not doubt, but he was worried. And especially my body, he can't get any pleasure. My body is very weak, skinny. I am fasting for many years. So how it was practical, you see,
husband was performing austerity and wife is nearby and judging husband. Supplying water, supplying flour, supplying fruits. Every moment, just like disciples, before like disciples, they're always ready, always expert to serve his spiritual master. No need to say, don't, you know, spiritual master have to say, please give me water. Please give me prasadam. No, Devuti was not like that. Therefore, Gardam was very pleased. And as a result, Lord Kapil Dev will come. Such a glorious, you know, you can say, husband and wife. Both are austere, very regulative. She was in a different situation. Her body was very weak. Actually, she had fear. How it is possible? I can satisfy my husband and good children will come out. And my husband always in mood of goodness. And although it looks like sex life, you know, this discussion is just like a sex life. But why Sukadeva Goswami mentioned these topics? This, actually, the real purport is that how she is carrying, she was carrying the mood to please husband. That is the important thing from this verse. Even it looks like sex life within, in this life also, he want husband's pleasure. I want my husband's pleasure. And also my future, Sean. Not only but his pleasure. They're so advanced. So advanced. And in other side, if we discuss another Mathajis, another woman, about Diti, when she was approaching that time, Kasyapa, her passion was different. She forgot the pleasure of husband. Husband is repeatedly saying, no, no, this is not a good time. This is time for Sivjis. He used to come out with the ghost. This is not a proper time. Although husband is giving a nice instruction. Now her passion was very high. Therefore she fails to understand the mood of husband. So the conclusion we may say, actually, if you don't sacrifice this body, whatever we have, Guru and Krishna gives to us, especially for devotees. We are devotees, we are discussing these topics. Unless we sacrifice everything for Guru and Krishna, whatever we have, this body, this energy, this money, whatever we have, for the pleasure of Guru Krishna, for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, we can't control passion. We can't control passion. We have to sacrifice. And by sacrificing all these things, more you sacrifice, more you can understand the mood. Like why we fail to understand the mood of acharyas? Why? Every of us we are serving, but why we fail to understand? And why different realization also there? Why different opinion coming? Why different realization is coming? According to sacrifice. How much you sacrifice for Guru and Krishna, and the acharyas, super souls, will manifest accordingly. Their position, their mood, that will, it is like revealing process. Depend on sacrifice. So our business, this is spiritual business. This is our spiritual business. You have to ready to sacrifice our
time, our energy, our money, whatever we have, by the blessings of Guru and Krishna, for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga. Then there is possibility to control the passion. Otherwise, nowadays, you know, all of you know, Kali Yuga, and we can't say, we can't explain everything, how everything is going on all over the world. Naturally, passion is, you go to anywhere, passion is very high. Yeah. And when passion is there, when passion is in extreme level, realizing Guru Krishna's pleasure, actually, practically difficult. You can't realize when passion is very high. That time only you think about someone. We'll think about his own pleasure, own happiness. And this is the teachings from this verse. How devotee known very well the condition or the mental condition or the mood of the nature of his husband, that my husband is in good of goodness. I don't want to disturb him. Because I want also one child. But what is my husband's mental status? And how I can give pleasure to him? Even in that condition he was thinking. Because this is her nature. More you sacrifice, more someone sacrifice. His time, his energy, whatever you have for Guru and Krishna, more this nature become prominent to giving everything to Guru and Krishna. Time, energy, his thinking about his pleasure. This became our nature. Yeah. So to control this passion, best way, utilize our time, utilize this body, utilize our energy for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga. That is helpful for us. Okay, now this is time. Yeah, question and answer. It's written here, 9:45. Yeah.
This reminds me of a wonderful verse which goes, it is about the niswarth bhav of Radharani and Krishna. Joy joy pyaro bhave soi bhave moi. Joy joy moi bhave soi bhave pyaro. From Hithari Vansh Mahaprabhu. Where he says that what my beloved likes is what I like. What I like is what my beloved likes. This is the mood of Radharani and Krishna. So the same thing you are talking of in the for the guru and the disciple.
Yeah.
And for the husband and the wife.
Immediately no one can develop this mood to Radharani, to Krishna.
It is a selfless mood.
A selfless mood comes through by serving. Because those are from spiritual world. Those are from spiritual world. Only they know the real mood. Sometimes it looks like selfless mood. Like social workers. Looks like they are very selfless mood. But they want, lastly they want, my name should become in media. Sometimes devotee looks like he's sacrificing everything, but lastly he wants some name, fame, prestige and adoration. So better procedure is to approach Guru and Gauranga. We should mold our life through their teachings. Yeah.
We learn through that.
Yeah.
You have mentioned twice about Diti's case. So I remember 4 things determine what kind of child born. One was their mental status, the couples or parents. And then wives following the instruction of husband. That was second. And third was sandha. It's not a good time. Time has to be a factor. And the fourth is respecting the demigods.
Mm.
So in this discussion, you are emphasizing the glory of Mother Devahuti. But in other case, Kashyapa Muni should be also blamed.
No.
he fall for it, Maharaj.
Huh?
Just because disciple do something wrong, doesn't mean guru has to...
No, guru have a limit. Disciple have also a limit. No one should cross the limit. Guru, because even his disciple, he is independent. Because he is a soul. Like Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Jadi Ichchasi Tato Guru, I just give all the lessons, it is up to you. Even they are disciple, but we can guide them up to a certain limit. What is Guru's business? You, like our business, we will say, Prabhupada said, you have to come to Mangalarati, you have to study Bhagavatam, you have to chant 600 rounds, this is Acharya system. And I am also following the Acharya system, you have to follow the Acharya. If disciple do not follow, what we can do?
That's true, but Kashyapa Muni, he could have tolerated, but he didn't. He went for it.
Keeping wife,
the demon came.
No, keeping wife is not easy.
Then also to be blamed.
Looks like it's blame, but once someone have a wife, we are brahmacharis, sannyasis, we don't know. And like Ramchandra Mahaprabhu said in 9th canto, Sukadeva Goswami said, why Ramchandra was crying? Ramchandra Mahaprabhu was crying. And in that verse, Sukadeva Goswami said, once you have a wife, you have to cry. Yeah. And Prabhupada also mentioned same thing. Yeah, that does not happen in everyone's case. But generally, this is a big challenge. Because two souls, two mind now, and like Srila Prabhupada used to say, individual soul, individual ideas. Very prominent. Even maybe guru, maybe disciplehood, maybe. If someone is subordinate, he understands the mood, he has sacrificed mood, then it is possible. Otherwise, maybe guru, maybe disciple. Disciple may not follow.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Kardama Muni joined the party of helping in creation. Okay, that's accepted. The parents are, whether they will get a male or female child, is that predestined or they are making destiny? It looks like, it has to be properly service attitude, facility should be there, respect to the demigod, time is a factor. So looks like you are preparing to see the result, whether it's a male or female. If this is the case, beside procreation helper, why they have all these 9 daughters before Kapil Dev?
Yeah. So all over the world now, people know, like Prabhupada mentioned these things, how you can find out a good boy, a good girl. Everyone knows. Through Google, everyone knows. Everyone knows. Don't think. In India, most of the grihasthas, they know. Boys knows also knows. But after all, one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, always you have to understand, even you are ready for a son or a daughter, but everything depends on super soul. Karmana, daivanatrena jantur deha upapadyate. Krishna used to judge, super soul used to judge this person and also this soul. If karma is matching, both karma is matching same, then Krishna will allow. It doesn't mean, okay, it should be like this, then son will come, daughter will come. Yeah, this looks like partial, but after all, super soul, Krishna, he knows. Yeah. And many times also in Bhagavatam, we know how he was performing yajna for son and daughter came out. But determination, wife approaching. Husband is approaching, I want son. Wife is approaching, no, I want daughter.
Ila.
Yeah. It makes sense. Above all, Krishna is there. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Prabhuji also asking.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much. I'm wondering if I know already that the service that I'm doing, it's not really purely for Guru and Krishna. I have my ulterior motive. So then, do I continue? How does the service become purified?
Yeah. So therefore, with service, we are following Vaishnava Acharya principles. Because sometimes we are in passion, sometimes we are not in proper mood. But anyhow, we cannot stop our service. If we stop our service, then we'll perform material activities. What we'll do? Whole day, we cannot chant. And why Krishna just... Krishna introduced this system, like this Archan Paddhati, temple, deity, all these things. Krishna gives opportunity us to serve him. But sometimes we are in different mood. Sometimes passion, sometimes different mood. Sometimes we are not in a proper status. But after all, most important thing is Shravan and Kirtan. Chanting, studying Srimad Bhagavatam or hearing. If you follow these principles with service, so then one day we'll become pure. Yeah. We should not be hopeless.
Hari Bol Maharaj. Generally, in this Kali Yuga, especially in the outer world, people engage in sex life for pleasure, really. And if a child comes, it comes, really. But really, that's not the purpose, mostly. The purpose is for pleasure. And we find Arjuna was speaking in Bhagavad Gita about unwanted progeny. So is it like the same thing Arjuna was talking about and what's taking place in the world? I mean, can you give some explanation there? I mean,
I don't understand
unwanted,
clearly.
Unwanted pleasure and people engage in sex life.
Mm-hmm.
Unwanted progeny and they're engaging in sex life for pleasure. But if a progeny comes, it comes.
Yeah, this is now different. we cannot guide others now. This is such a furious stage came now in Kali Yuga. People are busy with after this communication became very fast. People forgot about Vedic life. And we cannot blame one side. Different side, we have to judge from different sides. Like, Food is already polluted. Air is polluted. Water is polluted. And from where we born, like our father, mother, their mind status should be very good. They should give birth to children with a proper consciousness. Then it does not affect also son and daughters. So we cannot blame now from one side. People are, okay, to whom we will blame now? To whom we will blame? The government, he's not also so strict. He's not allowing compulsorily. Even in India, it's not. You cannot say, okay, I will speak Bhagavad Gita in a particular school. No. You cannot speak about religion. In many, many places, you can't speak about religion. You can't speak about Bhagavad Gita. At the same time, Vedic culture, we are losing the Vedic culture. And food is polluted, air is polluted, water is polluted, consciousness is polluted. So even people thinking this is pleasure, where is pleasure? So whenever I used to travel, I am not such a great devotee, but whenever I used to travel, I can see one thing. How people are unhappy. You can just see their face. Everyone is morose. Before we saw in India, the Karmi people, they're very bright. Their face very bright. They're very delight always. Very strong-minded. Now they're enjoying. Why? If enjoyment means you are enjoying, means your mood should be in enjoy mood. But what sort of enjoyment? Name only enjoyment, and actually their mood is always in lamentation. Always in lamentation, in fear. Yeah, no one is happy. Always, you just go travel. They're traveling. They're coming from India to USA. And within the flight, you can see everyone is sitting. Even they're sitting with their own wife, own kids, but watching movie. They're not talking with their wife. They don't want to spend some time with their kids, because they think this is not happiness. Okay, let's see something. Very difficult time. Only hope, like Srila Prabhupada said, only hope. Chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam. Follow the principles. By this way, if someone will come to consciousness by Srila Prabhupada's Acharya's blessing, we may help them. Otherwise, we cannot help massive peoples. Everything, from every side we can see, always, so many problems. Unnecessary problems are there. Yes, Govinda? Yeah.
Maharaj, in the beginning you were mentioning we have to be very careful not to disturb Guru's bhajan in service.
Yeah.
And I was reminded that at the end of his life, Srila Prabhupada said, you show your love to me by how you cooperate.
Yes.
And so how does this look like for us as devotees to not disturb Srila Prabhupada?
Yeah. That is important. Cooperative means that is cooperative. Like, we are not progressing, we are not pushing Srila Prabhupada's movement so much. We are not like Srila Prabhupada. He was a man of Golok, empowered souls. So, we are followers. We are following the footprints. To save, our duty is to save his mission, to save his prestige, to save his teachings. And we should not create such a, environment that Prabhupada will disturb. Yeah. Even in India, this tradition is still there. Before selling, the father used to buy, father have some land. Father have some lands. If son wants to buy this, sell, father already buy this land. If son want to sell this land, he cannot sell immediately. Even if there are, karmis. Even my father is not there, if I will sell this land, my father will displease. He may curse me. Even where is his father, he don't know. His father has karmi, but he has faith on his father. In extreme case, when there is no other way, consulting his uncle, consulting his brothers, consulting his aunt, then he may sell. Many poor people still in villages, they very fear to sell their land, because it's my father's land. I don't want to displease my father. Like same thing, I'm giving this example. We are not advancing, we are not progressing, that is a big job. Actually, this is, should be our job, not to disturb Srila Prabhupada's mood, Prabhupada's teachings. Yeah, in name of preaching, we may speak something, then Prabhupada's reputation, Prabhupada's position, it should may be hampered. This is not our job. Disciple's job, to keep the prestige of his guru, to keep the prestige of his acharya, to keep the prestige of parampara, then his disciple. Yeah, we don't want to extract from guru. Guru save our life, everything, now we are very prominent. Then we are not caring guru. We are not caring acharyas. We are forgetting. That is not, duty of a disciple. Always we feel indebted. Always. And this is our spiritual progress. What is our spiritual progress? More we progress, more we feel indebted to acharyas. More we pray, oh, life after life, I cannot pay your debt. Yeah. Loyalty mood, more loyalty mood came. That is progress, actually. That is spiritual progress. Okay? Thank you. You have one question? Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that he is the sex life which is not contrary to religious principles. Mm. So like, I mean, if a devotee decides that they want a child, they want to beget a child, Krishna conscious child, they're doing it for Krishna's service, but the pleasure derived in the process is inevitable. So how is it possible that without having that even a little mood of enjoyment?
No, this is very elevated stage. You can't understand. Now you are not married. First one. And second one, there is a process. Sanskar is there. Purification process is there. How to fast, that day you have to chant more than 50 rounds, you have to fast the whole day, and remembering Krishna, this some sanskars are there, yeah. And especially nowadays, unless someone mold his life with very strictly graced life, difficult, it is real difficult, yeah. Philosophy, we may speak philosophy, but practical life is difficult. Better just pray to, always to Krishna, pray to Guru and Gauranga, and try to sacrifice something for Guru and Gauranga. Then proper consciousness will come. When husband and wife both engage in service of Guru and Krishna, then Guru and Krishna protect both husband and wife's consciousness. We don't have power to protect ourselves, you know, because we are opposites. We are opposite in nature. Once we are in one place, then immediately attraction will come. And who can control our consciousness? Only Guru and Krishna. Why? Because we are ready to sacrifice something. So in center, Guru and Krishna should be there. Especially Acharya should be there. That is helpful, otherwise difficult is there.
Okay. So regardless of ashram, everyone is qualified to go back to Godhead in this lifetime, like brahmachari, vanprastha, sannyasi, or grihastha. But is grahamedis can also go back to Godhead?
How? It does not. Grihamedhi, he can't. Somehow, how? Either you brahmachari or grihastha, whoever you may be, unless you achieve the stage of prem, you cannot enter to Golok Vrindavan. And that prem you can receive through acharyas. How strictly you are following, whether you are brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, how strictly you are following acharya system. And how much respect for this principle, how much respect towards acharyas and his teachings, his procedures, it's connected with so many things. But Grihamedhi means he is attached to his family life. Only his center is his family, his wife, his children. He is forgetting Krishna. Therefore, he is called Grihamedhi.
And one more question. Kama Sutra is so big, and one of the chapters is that the process of procreation. But then again, Ayurveda and Prabhupada talked like if husband's passion is dominate, then male child, like in general, it's not a rule. I don't know about Shastra.
Mm.
But in case of Diti and Kashyap, so Hiranyakashyapu and those twins came, so obviously Diti was more like passionate that day, I think. But then.
Therefore, this is not intellectual Bhagavatam. What you are asking, that is good, but intellectually you cannot understand Bhagavatam. You have to study that. When we are discussing about Diti topics, then lastly what Sukadeva Goswami said. When Kashyap said, you know, you are lamenting because you committed a mistake. You commit offense at the lotus feet of Shivji.
and this is evening time. Okay, because you are lamenting, your grandson will become a pure devotee. How he knows? My question. If he was in person, how he knows? Bhagavatam, we cannot understand from one topic, that topic we cannot simultaneously. Karmana daiva netre and jantur deha upopate. And how it is possible? Diti was always hearing, although her nature is different, but she was with an elevated Vaishnav, Kashyap, elevated devotee. A common man knows evening time, this is not good. But how she is foreseeing? No, this is Karmanatrena. How demon will come? How Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha will come? Above, Krishna is there. Okay. Sri Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Shyam Sundar ki jaya, Krishna Balaram ki jaya, Radha Shyam Sundar ki jaya, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jaya, Granthraj Bhagavatam ki jaya, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol.